blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord.
Alleluia.
Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar.
Alleluia.
Ακούσομεν το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Μαρούτην και δυσνύωχεν φράνε μην πιόν στενικό την ευλογησόν του κάτα Ιωάννην Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο το ανανός.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple. May his blessing
be with us all.
In choice, O open nonce, open sotiro, open urotire, iso benestos, chiri, emet noti et onch, pi auna, shaini, pi au fa, pen noti pen, shaini, nem shaini, teniene, tiro, amis.
Ostasi,
from the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us all. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. مبارك الآتي باسم الرب إله القوات ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا ملكنا كلنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي. To whom is glory
forever. Amen.
Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." Now a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus.
Glory be to God forever.
All the deacons, please stay inside. Don't go inside. Okay, thank you. So, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Hosanna to God in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I would like to celebrate all together this day, and tomorrow morning we're going to celebrate together the Palm Sunday, or the entrance of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem. You remember when the Pope Tawadros, he came to the church, I remember that as everyone, all the deacons and all the people in the congregation, they are very happy. And they said to Pope Tawadros, "Eflogimenos too." And Kenfizagarit, and there is a lot of people that are doing a lot of things. So you can imagine that, like Pope Tawadros, for example, he represents the church, and he came to any church, for example, and when he visits any church, so all the people are very happy for his coming to the church, to the place. So you can imagine, please, if he's outside, please. معلش ممكن بس حد يطلع برا للولاد اللي برا نقول لهم يما يخش جوه عشان الصوت. So, when we are happy for coming, for the incoming of anyone in our church, at home, so we're very happy for this one, for this person who come to my house, so for example, or to the church. You can imagine how I am happy to let Jesus Christ come to my heart too. Like, how I'm so happy to see Christ run to my heart and let him come to my, and dwell inside my heart. In Zechariah, he said, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Proclaim it aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, the king is coming to thee, just and a savior. He is meek and riding on a donkey and a young foal." 400 years before the coming of Christ, from this day exactly, Zechariah said the same prophet, and he said, Jesus is coming on the donkey and go to inside Jerusalem. But again, what St. Augustine said, to let me know about that Jesus Christ is coming to my heart, not to Jerusalem. So we are celebrating today. We see also too outside the procession. We are seeing also too the procession outside with the donkey and with other people, and they are singing also too inside the church of Hosanna and Iphlogimenus. And we are seeing a lot of hymns too, and we are so happy. The kids too are so happy, and the decoration inside the church and outside the church too. But this is only to remember the day of entering of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem. No, it's not about this only. Also, I have to remember, to remind myself, that the entrance of Jesus Christ to my heart. That's why St. Augustine said, for Christ was not the king of Israel, so that I might exact a tax or equip an army with a weaponry and visibly vanquish on an enemy. He was the king in that he rules minds, in that he gives counsel for eternity, in that he leads into the kingdom of heaven. For those who believe, hope, and love, the people shout Hosanna, meaning save now, or Lord, grant salvation. So the meaning of Hosanna, it's not, for example, a word كده بنقولها وخلاص. No, save us now. Or Lord, grant salvation for me. So when I'm shouting and I'm crying to God and saying, save me now. I'm saying, Lord, have mercy. I'm asking him to save me now too. This is exactly the people when in Jerusalem, when Jesus Christ go inside Jerusalem, all the kids and people said the same. Rejoice. I'm going to go around the one word today. Rejoice. During our life, we have a lot of tribulations, a lot of troubles, a lot of issues, a lot of anything. So we pass through a lot of problems in our life, and we don't know how it's solved. And we have an issue to think about it. Who can solve all these problems? And we have also, too, a question mark to God. If you allow me to go through troubles, how I can be happy? How I enjoy my life? And this is a problem. That's why I have to understand. St. Paul gave us this example, a role model. He was inside the prison, and he wrote a very important epistle to Philippi. And he said, rejoice in the Lord always. He was inside the prison, and he was expecting that maybe he's going to die anytime, but he didn't think about anything. Only he wrote an epistle to the people, to Philippians, and said, rejoice in the Lord always. How come? How I can rejoice and I am in troubles? How I can rejoice and I am in issues? Or how I can enjoy my life or rejoice and I'm already go through tribulation? It's only when Christ in the middle of my life, I have nothing. I don't care about anything. Don't care. It's not about careless. No, it's not careless. I have issues. I have problems. But I have peace inside my heart. That's why he said, rejoice the Lord in the Lord always. That's why he is, when God abide in me and I abide in him, he gave me the joy. So how can we make joy a central part of my life? Number one, we need to allow Christ to enter into and rule our lives. Tomorrow morning, we're going to read the part from Zacchaeus. So in the morning, if you attended the matin, so we have to celebrate. We are celebrating the Palm Sunday. So, but actually, we are reading different parts from the Palm Sunday. We are reading Zacchaeus. So why we have to read this? Why we have to read this part from Zacchaeus? Number one, because the kid has two problems. One, he's too short, And the second one, there's a very cloud people, so he couldn't go to see Christ. So he overcome and he took a tree. So that's why he had a desire to see Christ. And he went to the tree and he climbed the tree to see Christ. He overcome his weaknesses. So that's why if I wanted to let God dwell inside my heart, I have to see my weaknesses and I have to go to see him by repentance. It's easy. I have some weaknesses in my life, as normal as anyone. So why I'm suffering, why I have the anxiety in my life, I have to let God dwell inside me. I have to run quickly, and I have to go to my Father of Confession. I have to repent. He's opening already the door of forgiveness. And he said, Habibi, come to my Father. Zacchaeus did the same. He has two things. He has his weaknesses, that he is short, as me exactly. I have some weaknesses, and go to my Father of Confession and said, "Ana mish arif a'mal eh." So he gave me some, مثلاً, programs to in my spiritual life, anything to read. He pray with me. He do matanias also too with me, and I'm doing matanias more. So a lot of things to do. But I have to understand, I have to overcome my weakness. The second is cloud. Cloud, that means a lot of people surrounding me. When I'm busy with the people, when I'm so busy with many things, with people, with anything, what happens, for example, it makes me like I can't focus with him. So I'm very busy with the people. What this do, what this did, whatever. So I'm so busy with the people, so busy with anything else, but I can't focus with him too. That's why he overcome this too, and he said, I have to go up. To go up with my mind. I have to let my mind go up a little bit to see Christ also too. So by repentance, overcome my weaknesses. And by overcome also too, like what I'm attached to, or if there's people around me a lot. So I have to leave them a little bit and go up to let Christ go inside me. And to discover also the joy, I have to be thankful. I have to thank God about everything. So, I have many people, they have a lot of problems. But also to some of them, they thank God about even the trouble that they come to them. If I thank God about anything I receive, I have the peace and the joy inside, to let the joy inside my heart. That's why in Matthew he said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. To take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I have to thank him about everything. To conclude this part, it's easy. Joy. G-O-Y. Jesus, others, yourself. Again, it's easy. Joy. G-O-Y. Jesus, other, yourself. So what is that? It's easy to know what is the meaning of joy. Number one is Jesus. I have to let Jesus to be the center of my life. I have to look all the time to him. I have to live with him. Others, I have to help the people. I have to give a hand to the people. I have to live with them too. I have to help and serve everyone. I have to serve inside the church, outside the church, and I have to serve anywhere. But I have to serve people too. And to show them Christ. Who is Christ? Myself, yourself, it means. Yourself, it means I have to find myself. Where am I now? I have to find a plan for myself. I have to improve myself spiritually and in my life too. If, for example, I'm a student, I have to work hard. God give me opportunity to study. I have to work in this, and I have to be a good person. And also, too, I have to be a good person too in my spiritual life too. If I'm working, I have to be honest in my work. I have to show Christ. So joy, G-O-Y, Jesus, others, yourself. It's easy to let the joy come to your heart. 5 lessons I have to learn from Palm Sunday, but I'm going to learn from the donkey. So today I'm going to learn from the donkey. So, الحياة حظنا حلوة. النهاردة هنتعلم من الدونكي. First of all, you can imagine this donkey was like, for example, this donkey was now, because it was winter, and this donkey was in Fethetta Tato Bay, that's 1.5 hours from here, and he was alone now, and nothing to do. And from nowhere, we called the people, can you bring this donkey to us? So the donkey was like, oh my God, I have to go now. I'm very important. And he saw the people, and he saw a lot of people too. Oh my God, I was tied, and I was inside a small room, and now I saw a lot of people. And they are crying and shouting, and they have palms also too, and the girls, they threw also too, the flowers. So the donkey was so happy, and he said, oh, it's the circumstances where I am, it's changed. I was created for a purpose. Whatever your circumstances, it's going to be changed. So don't look only, for example, oh, I'm so miserable now. No. God going to change everything. You are created for a reason. So this donkey, he was created to come here, for example, and to change his life, and to see the people too, and he was so proud of himself. Oh, I have reason to let the people smile. We have a purpose. We are created for a purpose. So be like a donkey, no matter my circumstance, like the donkey was created for a purpose. The second. This donkey also too, he was tied a little bit, okay? So, for example, when he tried to go anywhere, so he's a rob already, he tied by. So he can't go anywhere. So finally, they said to him, we have to let you out, go out, so we're gonna remove all this rob, and you're gonna go outside. Exactly the donkey, when they took the donkey to Jesus Christ, he was so happy too. And this donkey also too outside, he was so happy. I was tied, I was adapted to many things, an anxiety or addiction or worry or pain or anything. If I am adapted or attached to anything, let Jesus come and remove all this addiction. Pray to him. Ask him to be with you, to give you the strength to be free from all the sins, to be free from all anxiety, to be free from anything. So first one, I was created for a purpose. Whatever the circumstance, it's going to be changed. The second, whatever is tying me down, guilt, anxiety, worry, addiction, pain, loss, I have take a step to unite it before God can use me to my full purpose. The third, this donkey was good. I remember 2 years ago, we had a donkey very crazy. Very crazy. Anyone come beside him, he's like a crazy, he become crazy. The donkey, when Jesus Christ, he took him, he was alone. They never used before. The first time that he used this donkey was Jesus Christ. So if the donkey already, he has no experience with people, he's going to be crazy. If I have no experience with God, and I'm really, really very crazy, I have no experience in prayer, I have no experience in anything, I have no feelings, I become crazy, I'm very, for example, I have no patience sometimes, I have to go to the church and pray and let Jesus Christ dwell inside me, lead me. God can use me in an amazing way and change all this crazy inside me, And I remember when I was now outside, so I touched the donkey. So the donkey was so cute. So he was looking to, like, I feel like he's looking to me like, oh, wow. Like, as if he say like, oh, so thank you so much for your touch or loving touch. Christ, when he's touching my heart, it's become different for me. But it's only let him touch your heart. Touch your heart by take time with him in prayer. touching your heart by take time in opening the book, the Bible, and read. Touching heart by serve. Touching heart by take time also to in the church and pray with him in the liturgy and take the communion. Touching heart by meditate, to take a day, a quiet time. And go outside and see the creature, how it's beautiful. And take a time and let God touch your heart. And finally, I have to learn what the last lesson from the donkey. The donkey, when he came to the church this evening, he saw the church very beautiful from outside. And he saw, for example, the people, they are so kind. And he saw also, too, the people, they are singing songs. So I think if I'm asking the donkey now, do you love to come back again to the church? And he said, yes, I love to come back again to the church. So also, too, my destiny is the heaven. When I come to the church, I see part from the heaven. So if they ask me, you wanted to come back to the church? Yes, but it's not only the church. If the church is beautiful like this, and it's full from the angel, from the saints, from everyone here, and so beautiful, and God touched my heart too, what about the heaven? I would like to go to the heaven because I wanted to be united with him. And this is exactly the experience when Jesus Christ, he took the donkey and he went to Jerusalem and he saw it so beautiful, how Jesus Christ was kind, so patient, and the people was singing songs too. It's exactly when you come to the church and listen to the hymns, listen to the songs, listen to see how it's beautiful, this church, which is a part from heaven. What about the heaven? It's give me a small kid a vision about the heaven. I would like to go back to the heaven. Palm Sunday, one of the early church fathers said, Palm Sunday marked the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, but he entered in humility, not in pomp and power, to humble ourselves and make our souls the garments that we spread before him. This is the greeting he desires, says, this is says one of the, our Father. Tomorrow morning, we're going to do another procession of the cross in the morning early. And after that, we're going to celebrate. We continue the celebration of the Palm Sunday. Don't miss it. Because this is the day where we rejoice. Again, we know joy now is J-O-Y, Jesus, others, yourself. And we know also, too, five lessons we have to learn from the donkey. And glory be to God forever. Amen. But before going, after we finish, please, the Vesper, we're going to finish everything. So please, the church and the basement, we have to clean it. It's the house of God. Again, so we did everything, and we enjoyed together, all together. So that's why we have now, after we finish the Vesper, and there is already, we're going to do the midnight praise, okay? But please, we're going to clean the church, and we're going to clean also to the basement before go to your house and seeing tomorrow, inshallah. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil one. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Bros homen theo me to fovo, amin.
Irini pansi.
Gent op nam mati son.
Io sed robia son masir non lo lohido kelmet l'ab l'ilel hadi qatta kullu rubatat khutayana min qabla l'alam khalis al muhiyya. Adi nafaka fi ari talami il qadisino surat al karalahum receive the Holy Spirit who sends you remit or remitted to them and those which you retain shall be retained. We also ask you now الآن أيضا يا سيدي من قبر السكلاطان الذين يعملون في الكهنوت في كل زمان في كنيستك المقدسة أن يغفروا خطايا الأرض بتحك رباطة الظلم. We ask and then to you your goodness all over mankind for your servants, my father, my brethren, my weakness. Those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every band of our sins. If you have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly, thank you for the heart and deed and word from faint-heartedness. Though Master who knows the weakness of another good and philanthropic, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your defense and strengthen us unto your own goodwill. For you are all God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, and you to the good old Father, Holy Spirit, the life giver. Always have an essence with you now at all times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Rejoice and be glad, O city of Zion. Exalt and rejoice, for behold, your king comes riding on a colt. Before him, the children praising, Hosanna in the highest. This is the king of Israel. Vox apatrike, eoke, ake, eoke, mati. When our Lord Jesus Christ came to the city of Jerusalem, to fulfill all of the scriptures of the elect prophets, then the children carried palm leaves, saying,
Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. Kenin ke'ai ke'esto se'on astone onon ami.
Some spread their vestments on the road before him, that Jesus the Nazarene may walk on them. And the little ones proclaim, saying,
Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. Kenin ke'ai ke'esto se'on astone onon ami.
Then was fulfilled the great prophecy today. Out of the mouths of babes you have ordained praise. And the children proclaim, saying,
Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. Kenin ke'ai ke'esto se'on astone onon ami.
Then said David in the book of Psalms, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord God. And the children praised him, saying,
Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. Kenin ke'ai ke'esto se'on astone onon ami.
When Jesus entered into Jerusalem, the whole city trembled because of the multitude surrounding him. And the children proclaim, saying,
Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. Kenin ke'ai ke'esto se'on astone onon ami.
Then the lawless Jews were filled with great jealousy and said unto our Lord Jesus, saying, Let the little children stop saying,
Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. Kenin ke'ai ke'esto se'on astone onon ami.
Said Jesus to the Jews, If these little children hold their peace, the stones would cry out and praise me, saying,
Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. Kenin ke'ai ke'esto se'on astone onon ami.
Eno she'vol in goyim moshe open choy, Jesus pe'chrestos ipshiri emet nosi, et al she'echun e'yerusani.
Sotim onon ainon, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eflogison, Amin, Esmoerois, Timen tania koniem, Lord Piesmo.
Smo pie Christos pennoti.
Amin, Essencio.
Urum de tiri ne vonan ante kirini sem ne non ante kirini kal non vi non evolge tok te ti gombe onem be esmon em pi amahe sha ini amin me kas wordi tu pray to you thank free our father who art in heaven hallowed be thy name kingdom come give us this day our daily bread give us this blessing لأن محبة الله لأفضل الكل ونعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا وإله القدس المسيح شركة وموهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم وتدوم فيكم امضوا بالسلام سلام الرب يكون معكم أمين لو سمحتوا نمضي في هدوء جدا حسيب دقيقتين ثلاثة كده عشان نمضي اللي هيحضر معانا التسبحة هنبتدي التسبحة عشان صلينا صلاة نص الليل اوريدي هندخل على التسبحة على طول من أول تنثينه فلو سمحتوا ننصرف بهدوء من غير كلام عايزين نتكلم نتكلم بره بس بعد ما نقفل الأبواب عشان ما يبقاش في صوت جوه هنسيب دقيقتين ثلاثة كده امضوا بالسلام سلام الرب يكون معكم